You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos. Welcome back to La Vida Doggy. This is your host, Aida Nieves. First, I have to say gracias. The response received from our first episode was more than I could ever expect or imagine. If you go to our Vida Doggy blog page, you'll find amazing ideas and fabulous pictures of parties that listeners like you email to us. Later on the show, we'll tell you which party I think is taking the first prize for more creative. But before that, how about we take a break and hear from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought. With Dog Thoughts, it's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
It wouldn't be La Vida Doggy if I'm not organizing una fiesta o un evento every moment of my life. But right after the Easter parties, I started working on a book signing. The author is also un buen amigo, longtime reporter, writer, Michael Schaffer. He has a new book out, the title, One Nation Under Dog. I had a chance to hablar con él before people started to arrive, so let's listen, escuchemos.
Yeah, so I read the reviews, okay, and everything is like fantastic. Everybody loves it.
It's been a good review so far.
Yes, yeah. I mean everybody loves it. Tell me a little about the One Nation Underdog.
Right.
The book.
Okay, should I end it
here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, okay, my book is about the big changes in the way people take care of their pets and the way people live with pets. And it's happened in a pretty short period of time. Not so long ago, most people who had dogs, the dogs were in the doghouse, they were eating scraps, and it was okay. People loved their dogs even then.
Yep.
But they've really changed the way they love them. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go find out why and find out what that meant.
Yes.
So that was the sort of idea behind my book.
Well, I have to tell you that I got the book, I started reading it, I couldn't let it go.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I read it, like in a couple of days.
Right.
And I find that the inside of it's not only fun to read about the stories, but it's so informational because you actually give accurate data of the industry.
Right. You know, and it's a funny thing. People think of dogs as a sort of frivolous, silly topic. But actually, if you study the way we live with dogs, you learn a lot about the way we live, period. And what you learn what we think of when we talk about family. And you learn what we think of when we talk about health. And you learn a lot about our human ideals of these things.
Yes.
One of my chapters is about how veterinary medicine has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be, you couldn't, even if you wanted to pay for it, you couldn't get chemotherapy for your dogs or these very complicated knee surgeries.
It has advanced a lot. Mm-hmm.
And it's advanced a lot. But the reason it's advanced a lot, I think, is that these pets are now members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And just as if your child gets sick or your brother gets sick, you will say, you know, I will do whatever it takes to save them. And sometimes people...
Like you'll do any member of the family.
Like you do any member of the family. Now, there's obviously some complicated issues and you have to think, well, am I really helping him? Am I just making him suffer more? But on the other hand, there are all these things available because people now think of them as members of the family and their life is important and we will fight for their life. But I think it tells you a lot about our ideas of tenderness and life.
Yes. And then I think another thing that I really like about the book is that it's actual people. It's real people. It's not fiction. It's not made up. You actually went. I mean, it's funny because I think that for a year, everywhere I went, I saw you.
Right.
And it was funny. I know that you were doing the research for the book, but I love that you talk about it through every chapter.
I was a newspaper reporter for 15 years. And it's sometimes very hard to get people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
People are private, they're concerned about, you know, what will he do with us. But when you're talking about their dogs or their life with their dogs,
that changed
people
immediately.
Are incredibly open
mm-hmm.
and forthcoming. And I really felt like people invited me into their families, invited me into their lives. And, you know, ultimately...
I'm adopting you already.
Oh, thank you. and, you know, especially in the... You know, I did a chapter where we spoke a lot about sort of social networking through pets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a... On the one level, it was fun, it was lots of parties, but it's a very serious thing. It's, you know, we live in this world where it's quite hard for people to meet each other. A lot of people, I think, are quite lonely. And one of the ways they break the ice is they have pets, and then
really?
They meet other people with pets. And some people go to organized parties like yours, but a lot of people who have a dog just go to the park every day, and you see the same people, and sometimes you get to know each other. And it's a nice thing. I think about my life.
Yeah,
I think
it makes people interact with each other
through
their pets. Because if you're shy, you take that away. Like for me, I always joke about it, how I was invisible until I got my chihuahua.
Right. Right. And, you know, like I was in Austin, Texas while I was working on this book. And I was walking back to my hotel at night, and there was a bar, like an outdoor bar. It was summer in Texas. And it was a sign outside that said Yappy Hour tonight.
Oh, Yappy Hour.
And what they had was a happy hour where they put some water bowls out and had some treats for dogs. And it was good
for business.
It was good for business. It was a Tuesday night, maybe a slow night for a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But also for the people who came, it was a nice thing. They were walking their dogs anyway, and they got to socialize with other humans. And, you know, I think so many books about pets stress the problem sides and stress the, you know, are people crazy? They spend so much time on...
Yes,
and
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Clear. There's always going to be some problem sides, but there's a lot of nice things too.
Yep. There's always a positive on everything.
Right. And I think, you know, just as there are some people who maybe their love for their dog gets in the way sometimes. I've heard about people who, you know, they'll always take their dog on dates with them. And the person on the date will think, you know, who is this? And maybe that.
Or will pamper the dog more than the person because they know they will go through their heart, through the dog.
Right. But there's also this thing where people really use their pets to bring them in contact with other humans and to kind of break through some of the ice of the world. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. It is. But Michael, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming and allow us having this book signing today.
Thank you.
Okay, I know all the books are already on hold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
<That's good.
laughs> Yeah, and every single book in there is on hold already. So you just need to sign them.
I'm happy to do that.
It's always great to see you. And I know that I'm looking forward for more books in the future.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. I'm looking forward to them myself.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michael.
This one was so much fun. So.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, I had a lot of fun, obviously, reading it. My favorite chapter, you know, is the second one. With the chihuahuas.
Right.
But I also love the one about Pet Fashion Week.
Right.
And the one about the dogs in San Francisco, that was very sweet too. Yeah.
Right.
And my favorite, how you got involved.
Right, with my own
with,
dog.
With your own dogs, yeah.
Right, well, you know, people said, we didn't know anything. And so we said, well, you know, we're never going to be like all those crazy people. And then, you know, I don't think we are. I think we're normal. But I think what the definition of normal has changed.
Yes. Well, I mean, the definition of family, of everything has changed. so for the better, I think.
I think so. And you know, I'm going to talk about this when I talk, but when I was last night, I spent the night with these friends of mine in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. They just had a baby. So there's all this talk about, you know, oh, is this the right way to hold the baby? And, you know, should we use formula or breast? I mean, and they worry so much because they want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
But it really reminded me of how people talk about dogs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I don't think it used to be that way. I think it used to be, I'll give him this food and that's good enough.
Yeah.
Nope, that's all.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, that now they're considered a member of the family.
Right.
So
right.
They look upon a different way.
Right.
And then, like you probably, when you were having your baby,
right.
You were concerned, you know, how the baby's going to interact with the dog
right.
Or how the dog is going to accept
right.
The baby because you're not getting rid of any
right.
Of them.
Right.
Neither of the baby,
right.
Neither of the dog.
they have a beautiful relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because the baby drops food and the dog eats it and everybody's happy.
It's like a vacuum.
Right. Right.
But thank you again,
thank
Michael.
Okay.
By the time that I finished the vlog on Michael, the room was filled with people and their pups. He was introduced to the audience and he then proceeded to tell about the why and how of the book. Los Libros were already sold and that was no surprise. Michael has been going on tour and promoting the book everywhere. One Nation on the Dog is a book that you don't want to miss reading. If you're curious to know what I do, get the book. Compra el libro and go straight to chapter number 2. But of course, read the whole book. It's very interesting. I asked a couple of friends to write their own reviews, and this is what they said. Marie Shelto, Bucker's mom, who is a celebrity pup, and they live in upstate New York, emailed me this general observation. Okay, let me read. I read up to chapter 12 of the book. In reading One Nation on the Dog, a person involved in this world of pets can only take it personally and relate to what the author is saying. I don't feel there is any way to agree or disagree with the author, since for the most part he is stating facts, but giving us these facts in a fun, understanding, and affection way. Michael has given such wonderful insight into so many different areas of pet ownership and how they play a huge part in our life without being judgmental. But it is quite astonishing when all facts are put into one place. Another email we received was from Stacy Amerob in Rhode Island, and this is what the email says. I read chapter 2 right away, of course, and I was not disappointed. And also chapter 6 and 11. I loved chapter 11 because I'm really into canine nutrition and it was neat to learn all about the background of Bravo Raw Food, which I used to feed. But I can't believe the guy cooked up some of the ground lamb meat and ate it. Laugh out loud. One part of the book that I totally relate to is spending lots of money on dog's food, even though there are very cheap alternatives. I don't care about costs. I want my dogs to eat healthy. I have a puppy application and people who list that they feed their dogs all Roy do not get puppies from me. I cannot believe how well that junk sells. Chapter 6, I was interested to see if they put all breeders in a negative light. It was nice that they visited a responsible breeder to contrast that with how the puppy mill was run. It wasn't too biased. I am looking forward to reading the rest when I have time. Chapter 9 is next on my list. Well, I have to mention that Stacy is a show Chihuahua breeder in Rhode Island. Her comments come from there. And there you have it, amigo. Thank you to Stacy and to Mary for their thoughts on the books. One Nation on the Dog by Michael Schaefer. Go get your copy. It's the number one dog book right now. I want to remind you that you can see pictures and read more, mucho más, about the book in my blog, Vida Doggy. The link is right beneath the chapter description at the download page of PetLifeRadio.com. And if you're interested in buying the book, we have it listed at our website, www.adanieves.com. Let's return to our party planning. Yo sé que you've been waiting to find out who is el ganador, the winner of our first prize, a gift certificate for 1 year membership and 1 month of unlimited daycare at Biscuits and Bath. Esto no ha sido fácil. This has not been easy. We have received nice pictures of fiestas that are very unique. Y considerando los different tips, I have to say that my favorite, and I think most creative, is the traveling party with Cuba. I really like the idea of joining the party with vacation and friends. So there you have it, our first winner, Cuba, and thanks again to Biscuits and Bath at 41 West 13th Street. And if you're interested in more info about this location, just call them 212-901-7912. In the book, One Nature on the Dog, as we read from Stacy's email, there is a general discussion on nutrición, and just like her, that is muy importante para mí because it's applied to the dog fiestas. My treats have been lab tested for guarantee analysis, so the customers know the fat, the protein and fiber content, plus the ingredients to make sure that it will be easily digested by the dogs. Of course, I don't expect that you will go sending samples of what you cook to a lab, but at least it's vital for you to know what ingredients could not really be a good idea to prepare for them. In our next show, I'm going to share some nice recipes, but meanwhile, I would love to hear from you, those ustedes. Email me your dog cooking stories or party recipes to ava@petliferadio.com. We will share them with our listeners, and again, we will choose a recipe for a prize, this time from Primadog at www.primadogusa.com. They have donated a very cute small doggy bed shaped as a watermelon. They come with a nanotechnology, which is kind of a coating that you can take them and place on the sun every day for 10-15 minutes, and it kills the bacteria. You can also see them at my site, www.edanieves.com. Also, I would really like to see your crafts on doggy items. We can talk about them here and then share pictures on the blog site. One craft that I do for fiestas are party hats for the dogs to wear. It is actually a regular pattern for human hats that is shrink on size and then embellished with sequins, ribbons, fabric. The pattern will be posted in the blog site, but before you get to it, you're going to need a nice cardboard, a glue gun, a stapler, elastic sewing thread, fabric, needles, ribbons and embellishments like little pom-poms or flowers, anything you can think of para decorar el hat. Es mejor to have all the materials ready, that way you won't go crazy because you're missing something and can't finish the hat. These are very easy to make. You're going to start by getting the pattern and enlarge it as you need to fit your dog's head. Remember to leave room for the ears. You have to measure the top part of the head between the ears for the hat to fit. For example, my tequila's hat side will be a 7-inch diameter. This size can fit any small breed from 2 pounds to 6 pounds. And once you have the pattern size, place it top of a cardboard and trace it. If you're going to cover the cardboard with fabric and want to save some tiempo, have the fabric under the cardboard when tracing and then cut both the cardboard and the fabric at the same time around the trace lines. You are going to have something that is going to look like an open fan. If it's only the cardboard, roll as a cone and staple in the corners. But if the cardboard is going to be covered with the fabric, you're going to need to glue them and allow to dry before we continue. At this point, get the elastic sewing thread and measure a piece from ear to ear under the dog's muzzle. And then double it. You're going to have two strings. With a needle, you're going to place the elastic thread in one side of the hat. This is going to probably require a little pressure depending on the thickness that you have of the cardboard and fabric that it was used. Once the needle goes in, do the same on the other side of the hat, and then again. So you're going to have like a double string and tie with a knot at the end. Ahora, you can try on your dog to see how it fits. Proceed to decorate with all the embellishments you have on the hand, gluing all the decorations well. I have different size kits at my website for purchase if you want to try this idea. The benefit of getting them is that the sizes are already checked to measure the different head sizes of the dogs, and it's just a matter of you putting it together. You also save
some time, since you don't have to go shopping individually for the materials. Our kits are ready to make and wear, you can say. Now, go to www.adanieves.com and check the Patty Hats page. We also have them already made for the parents that are busy working and don't have time to make them, but still want something that is very unique and individual. However, you know, I strongly suggest you get a kit and try to make yourself. You can customize them to give a personal touch, and ustedes saben que I want to see the pictures of what you created, so send them this way.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
It gives a personal satisfaction when you make something for your dog. And even these hats are for parties, they can easily be worn for any occasion with the right matching clothes. If you want to go for something more elaborated for them to wear, I suggest two hat designers that I have that are my absolute favorites. One is Nina Vigiano. She made my Moulin Rouge hats designed for the Pre-Westminster Fashion Show that I had on early this year, February. Her hats were incredible. Je Jamais Moulin Rouge, my collection of dresses that were intricate in terms of hand sewing decorations. Lots and lots of trims, sequins, crystals, lace. So my idea to complement the outfits were hats with the same type of embellishments and to add feathers. So they will look kind of French and Victorian at the same time. And I have to say that Nina didn't disappoint me. The colors I used were deep, rich burgundies, teal, brown, gold. Nina made me the hats black because that's how I request them. But then the decorations and feathers were all made to match specific outfits. The hats were stunning. These are not your everyday wear, but if you are looking for something that is extremely unique for your dog to wear for the next dog gala event that you're going, go again to my hats page at www.adanieves.com and take a look. Nina is now working on holiday wear and has named her business Luna's Brat in honor of her dog Luna, but you can only get them through us. I also show a Moulin Rouge gown and hat at the first FIT Pet Fashion Show in mid-April, and I have to say that it stole the show. The Fashion Institute of Technology offers a certificate class on pet products marketing design that I am the first one to acquire, but we're going to talk about that later. My other hat designer is Roberto Negrin. His hats are Jennifer Lopez kind of hats, big Pamelas with flowers and crystals. They are absolutely beautiful too. He is an upcoming designer, and I have to say que no puedo esperar. I can't wait to see his first collection and how it's going to look like. I have seen already some of his creations. Not solo sombreros, not only the hats, but clothes for the dogs too. And Roberto has a very interesting style, leaning more into the romantic side. I also have his hats at www.adanieves.com. Now, both designers, if you notice, are Latin, Hispanos, and yo creo they bring this aspect of their personality into their creations. It is a special flavor that we have. It's our own sazon, you can call it. Nina has, I think, 4 dogs, and Roberto has 2. And obviously, they love and enjoy their pets, which have been their inspiration to start their business. I understand that not all dogs wear hats. Yes, it requires a little time to teach them to accept. At our Vida Doggy blog site, go and check Mandy's first birthday party and you'll see a few doggies wearing the party hats. Mandy's party tips are unas sugerencias to teach your pup to wear a hat so they can pose for pictures. You can easily start by simply allowing your dog to only smell the hat. Place on the floor, of course under supervision, or hold in your hand. Probably this is the easier way. The dog is going to be curious of what you're holding. A lo mejor thinking is a treat. So he or she is going to come to smell it. And that's all you're going to allow him to do for the first time. The next day, take the same hat and let the pup smell again. And try to place on the head of the dog without the strings. Just place in top of the head and hold for a few seconds. You are going to repeat this as many times as possible during a period of 1 or 2 days. On the third day, start using the strings to hold on the head. And again, you're going to have to repeat as many times as you can, hopefully for 1 or 2 days more. By the fifth day, your dog should be comfortable knowing that the hat does not represent any threat and is going to wear the hat comfortably. Don't think that there's anything more showstopper as it is to see a dog wearing a party hat on their birthday. People love seeing them, and usualmente all you hear is the clicks de las cameras. Take lots of pictures for yourself so you can send them to your friends and families on their own birthdays. And I assure you, if they are pet lovers, they are going to enjoy receiving them. Well, mis amigos, that's all for today. I hope you have enjoyed listening. I look forward to receive your special dog cooking recipes. And remember to check our Vida Doggy blog site for the updates and more information about the show. Also, les sugiero, check out the other shows at PetLifeRadio.com. They are a wealth of information. So hasta la próxima, mis amigos. Until the next time, besos, abrazos, and happy tales from Ada and her New York City team Chihuahua.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.